This is the Android Buffet Podcast, episode number 372, recorded Wednesday, November 15th, 2017, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Android Buffet Podcast. What's so funny, Derek?
Okay, so for you, to our excellent listeners, who may be wondering, why is Guru talking and playing so fast? It's because I have a family member coming in to visit, and I have to leave soon to go to the airport to pick her up. So Guru is being considerate, and we're going to move through this podcast fairly quickly.
Oh, was I talking too fast for you, Jerry?
You are talking faster than normal, Mr. Micro Machines.
That made me slow. So, joking, I clearly can talk as fast or as slow as this podcast requires, but Jerry has to go somewhere, so I will cut out the chit-chat. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Android Buffet Podcast. Today, it's a little new because instead of my recording equipment being on my left, it's now on my right.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. The world is crazy today. I moved
my furniture. Are you ambidextrous?
No, I moved my furniture.
Oh.
I don't know if I don't know if I like it. Everything else I like, but where I put the recording stuff, I'm still out on. It may move again next week, but I just crawled under the desk and reinstalled it until I can figure out where it should go permanently.
All right.
But in Android-related news, did you hear that the November distribution numbers are up?
Oh, my gosh, they are! Which is about time, because we're halfway through the month already.
Yeah.
So, it looks like really not a whole lot of change. Nougat is up some. Oreo is solidly on the charts at 0.3%,
which is a 0.1% increase from last month.
Well, you know, a 50% increase over the previous month is not bad.
Yeah, but Nougat, it went from 17.8 to 20.6.
That's a lot of devices. Not very large in a percentage-wise, but we'll take it. We're getting people out. We still have people sitting on gingerbread and ice cream sandwich and jelly bean. So
I got an update.
You got an update.
I got the November security update.
You know, I still haven't got it.
Yeah, but you have Oreo and I don't.
I do have Oreo.
Yes, I don't know when Motorola will deliver Oreo to in cooperation with Google and the Android One program.
I'm still curious why I don't have my November security patch yet.
I'm not sure.
Some people on the Pixel 2 on T-Mobile have reported getting it. So, I mean, it's rolling out. It just hadn't rolled out to me yet.
I'm sorry. But anyway, Google has cracked down on power user apps that use the Android accessibility API in non-accessibility manners.
Right, which means that we can expect items like Tasker and Greenify and other...
Well, LastPass.
Other applications that kind of peer into what other applications are doing to control them, those apps will be discouraged. And by discouraged, I mean Google's going to kick them off the Play Store if they don't change their evil ways.
Well, LastPass actually had a blog post saying that they were talking to Google and that they weren't going to get removed, and they were working on making it clearer. So remember, with LastPass's use case, which is autofill, Oreo or later, that's not going to be a problem because there's an autofill API.
Right.
So they may come up with some sort of compromise because they would really annoy people on earlier versions if they made LastPass less useful.
Although my understanding is Google is not saying you can't do it. They're just saying you can't do it in our store. So for things like Tasker, you may need to go to the Tasker website and download it and sideload it.
Yeah. But my point is that's going to affect most average users. Most yes. people would not do that.
Correct.
I'm not saying I wouldn't. I don't do that because of other reasons, but most people will not do that sort of thing. So it's good that they understand that there may be legitimate uses for this in earlier versions of Android. Now, the logical thing to do is to say that you have the new LastPass that's on beta. Anybody who's on the later version will not be allowed to do that. Anybody on the earlier version, they'll grandfather older apps in, but they won't allow any new apps ask for that permission to be added and comply, and then gradually out the older one. That would be the fair thing to do, since, you know,
that's specific to LastPass in that there is an API that covers their specific use case.
Well, I'm saying start out with the ones where there is an API in the newer version and they've solved the problem, but they have to deal with the fact that an older version, that won't be an option. But for other uses, they're going to have to look at the acceptable uses of the API that they're going to grandfather in.
You know,
they can't just say, oh, they're trying to cut down on something that's inappropriate. But the thing is, it was used for an appropriate use. So how do you balance this?
I think they want the APIs that they create to be used for what they created them for.
Yeah, I agree.
Because that...
But they have to be aware of public perception.
When you make an API and it's used in an unexpected fashion...
It's not supported. I agree with you.
Yeah, it makes it difficult to make changes because if you do make changes, then you're going to end up breaking those apps. And backwards compatibility, or maybe forward compatibility, is a big deal to a company whose operating system is used so incredibly widely.
Well, there might be a solution on the Google Play Services side. They've been able to figure out how to upgrade a lot of older systems and get OS up Play Services. There may be a solution.
Maybe.
I don't know if there is. I don't know enough about the underlying thing, but I'm just saying there may be something they can figure out. But I think rather than rejecting these apps entirely, I think they need to make it a little easier for these people to transition.
Or make it possible for these apps to do the things that they want to do in an approved manner.
Well, let's see. We talked about password management, which we agree is an approved enough manner that Google has figured out a way to do that in the newer version.
Sure, but how do you do something like Tasker?
What does Tasker use the accessibility thing for? Can you give me a use case?
It can watch the app that's currently up and react to that. It can find text on the screen and react to that. And those are only available via the accessibility APIs.
Okay. I don't know if there's a better way to do that or whether or not it's something that Google can ever endure.
Yeah, Tasker is one of those. It's an out there. It's an edge case app, which may mean that they need. It's an app that has to
lose functionality.
Has to be distributed outside of the Google Play Store ecosystem, which will hurt their usability or their usage numbers. Because there is certainly a benefit to having your app in the App Store.
I agree.
No doubt.
Moving along, Google won't roll out a fix for crack till December,
and nobody knows why.
Because they're Google. Honestly, I don't know. A lot of other hardware has already fixed it. Android, for example, had a fix in a couple of days. Even on Android, Linux is the underlying. The Google Home app added equalizer settings, possible future speaker pairing, and backdrop history. You know,
wow.
I'm planning on buying some Google Home Minis for the one I bought.
Do you think they'll be on sale for Black Friday?
I know they'll be on sale for Black Friday. It's going to be $30 with a $10 Target or Best Buy gift card, depending on which one you buy at. And the Google Store is also going to offer a $30 rebate. So at that price, I'm going to buy some, and I have some relatives. But I told you my use case. I can send audio directly to them because
yep.
They're simultaneous Chromecast devices as well as bigger devices. So
that's cool.
Well, that's an advantage over Amazon Echo where you can't send anything to it. Even they do have a notification API, a leave a message type thing.
Right.
And I don't think I've gotten around to figuring out if I can access that. Speaking of Chromecast, Amazon Music added Chromecast support, which means that I'll be able to play Amazon Music on my Chromecast device.
Does this mean that Amazon Prime will be able to cast video to the Chromecast soon?
I don't know.
And is this kind of a chink in their...
Well, do you remember what Kindle you do about this? Kindle's philosophy, the Kindle launch, was Kindle everywhere. So there'd be a Kindle app for all of the major platforms, including a Chrome app.
All the major and most of the minor.
Yeah.
You can get a Kindle app for just about anything.
Yeah, where it's basically, we don't care if you use our hardware or you use somebody else's hardware. And then for some reason with video and audio, they didn't really do that. If you remember for a while there, they were selling those devices at Amazon, and then they stopped selling Google devices there because they didn't offer Amazon Video, which was their
Fire Sticks.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is they stopped selling Chromecasts on Amazon because they said that they don't offer Amazon Video.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they don't offer it is that Amazon doesn't support Chromecast. It's not really a Google decision. It was sort of disingenuous. So with the Kindle platform, you can read it anywhere. It doesn't matter what device you have. Buy our device, use somebody else's. For some reason, with their video and audio platforms, it was the other way around. So now they're saying, okay, fine, music. But remember, this is the same company that didn't build an Amazon Video app and distribute it to the Play Store until this year. And how long have we been talking about? I think it was a topic continuously for like 3 or 4 years on the show.
Yep. Or at least a point of poking fun.
Yeah, I'm saying we just kept mentioning that we didn't understand it. So maybe this is a chink in their armor. Maybe it has to do with what happened with the Echo Show. Are you familiar with the Echo Show, Jerry?
I'm not familiar with the Echo Show.
That's the Video Echo?
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
So Google ordered them to remove YouTube from it because it was not using a standard interface and therefore the ads weren't playing. That's the official reason.
Right.
Admittedly, there's some accusations. It's back a back and forth arms race and pressure, but maybe this is part of it. Maybe Google went to them and said, well, if you put in support for our stuff, we'll put in support for your stuff. They're trying to pressure each other's support.
I like it.
I'd like that because that would mean that the Echo would, and all those would get support for Google services. Google gets support for Amazon services. By the way, even if people aren't buying Amazon devices, Amazon service, Google device, how does that hurt Amazon?
I think it doesn't.
No, I'm saying I don't understand these walled gardens that these companies are putting up. That all I understand that they want to offer hardware, but how does it hurt your software platform not to say, well, we can be everywhere. If you like our hardware, we're going to offer you hardware. If you don't like our hardware, we're still going to offer you software. We're still going to offer you services.
Well, if your hardware is not that excellent, then the exclusivity of your software adds in the sale of your hardware.
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
Yes.
It seems
Amazon
like
just doesn't make great hardware when it comes to, in my opinion. They don't make great tablets. But the
they
Echoes,
do if you want something cheap to, that you're not going to use in its intended purpose. But
the Kindles, great devices.
I told you I bought a new.
Yes.
I bought a new old Kindle.
Yep.
So I still like having one. So they do make some great hardware. They've had some successes. The Echo, while I certainly think that the Home Mini is better in terms of its responsiveness and its ability to answer questions, that Google wouldn't have even done that if Amazon hadn't started that category. So I give Amazon full credit for what they did.
Yep. And I will say that I have a Dot in my house. I do not have a Google Home in my house, at least not yet.
I'd say buy one on Black Friday when it's $30 with a $10.
I will consider it.
Anyway, let's see what else. Android 8.1 will reduce storage sizes for infrequently used apps.
Which means they won't even get, what's the term? Doxed? Deoxed?
I always forget what it is. I know what you're talking about.
De-indexed? Dexopt?
I think it's
Yeah.
Have you ever had that time where two people are simultaneously forgetting a term?
Yeah, like now?
Yeah. Making the point. Anyway, basically, it means that if you don't use the app, they will basically push it into the background.
Yep.
Which is good. It means that it's sort of there. If you decide to use it, then they can change that. But it just means more efficiency.
More free space on your hard drive. Yep. More free space in your memory.
Well, my phone has 128 gigabytes add-on storage in addition to its 32 gigabytes of built-in storage.
That's a lot.
Well, it started out with 32 gigabytes. I was going to buy a card, since mine has a card slot. And I said, why go for the 64? Why don't I go all the way to, you know, live a little?
Mm-hmm.
There's only one problem. I have not actually gotten around to load music onto that card, because that's enough room to load my entire music collection. I just haven't gotten. And I just finished ripping those Mary Plowboy CDs I bought when I was abroad. Anyway, Google will fix numbers for international. So basically, if it detects that your phone is in a different country, it'll adjust the number appropriately.
Cool. Wow.
And they're going to be adding support for additional voicemail providers.
Yeah, T-Mobile wants to charge me for transcription. And since I don't use voicemail enough for it to be important, I'm not paying for it. But it would be nice to have it back, you know, just in case.
Well, you never know.
Never know.
Used to be able to forward your, instead of using their voicemail, use Google Voice.
Yeah.
You could always try that. Activate Google Voice and transfer. It's probably doable. And finally, GE is looking to sell its lighting business. I wanted to mention that. Well, General Electric is very well known for light bulbs, but it's only 2% of their overall business in the modern world. So they are looking to sell it, which I think is sort of sad as the end of an era.
That's incredible.
On a converse note, I do have to disclose my understanding of FTC regulations that I am a shareholder of General Electric. But obviously, I am a normal person and not a millionaire or billionaire, I do not have a sufficient stake in that company that anything I say about it could possibly affect their decision in any way, shape, or form. You think I've satisfied my FTC disclosure obligations?
Sure.
Okay. Just want to make sure. So I'm just sad because this is a big part of his business. I've owned GE many times, including the LED light. I bought the GE SmartLink bulbs, which had a tendency to fill with condensation and have to be thrown out, but that doesn't mean I didn't appreciate them. They were my first smart light bulb. And, of course, we can always go back to Edison.
We could.
Yep. But it's the end of an era.
And the end of a podcast.
Yeah. How about we do this again next week? Although next week, week is Thanksgiving.
Yep.
So if something comes up, I may ask, but I'll tell you closer, just to make sure that I'm not. It depends on when I need to start making departure preparations. I think I'm leaving on Thursday. We'll see how it works.
No worries. I'm a flexible.
Okay. Record another podcast next
time. All right. Bye, folks.
Goodbye.